Day over 125, we watch a sunrise shift a little more to the east. Each day, human connections most look away.
This is Zina.
And this is Jahera.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Wednesday, March 17th at 6 p.m. on WGXC, tune in Hudson's State of the Community Address with Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson speaking with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Antonio Delgado, New York Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett, and Hudson School Superintendent Maria Suttmeyer. That's 6 p.m. Wednesday, March 17th, live on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Oh, yay!
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. On March 12th, in 1 hour, 13 of New York's 19 House Democrats, including Representative Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko, called on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. Cuomo is mired in 6 allegations of sexual assault or harassment and accusations that his administration manipulated data about nursing home death during the COVID-19 pandemic and that he rushed a bridge construction project to completion in time for an election. Delgado posted on Twitter, and I quote, "Being the governor of the state of New York is a privilege. Withholding critical information from the public combined with the growing allegations of threats, bullying, and sexual harassment reflects a culture of aggression that is unfit to lead. The governor must resign," end quote. Tonko posted on Twitter that, and I quote, "For the sake of New York's ongoing COVID recovery and the millions of New Yorkers who depend on strong, focused leadership from the state capitol, Governor Cuomo must resign and hand the reins of state leadership to someone who can give the job their full, undivided focus," end quote. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jamal Brown, Mondaire Jones, Nydia Velazquez, Kathleen Rice, Carolyn Maloney, Andriano Espalat, Yvette Clark, Grace Ming, Gerald Nadler, and Sean Maloney also came out in favor of Cuomo's resignation as of noon on March 12th. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, who represents Columbia and Dutchess County, is the only state or national level elected Democrat locally who has not called for Cuomo's resignation. Shortly after the calls for his resignation, Cuomo said on a conference call with reporters that he would not resign and claimed, and I quote, "I am not part of the political club," end quote, even though he is the son of a former governor. He said, and I quote, "I was not elected by the politicians," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County lawmakers heard public comment Wednesday, March 10th on the county's police reform plan and recommendations during a special meeting of the Public Safety Committee. The plan was released last week and offers 25 recommendations, including upgrading the Sheriff's Department record management system, implementing body cameras, and establishing a community advocate committee to review complaints. Tannersville resident Stephen Nash Weber listed several recommendations he said should have been included, such as requiring officers to distribute cards with their names, badge number, and where to direct complaints during every interaction. He said, and I quote, "We have seen issues with this committee's ability to gather feedback," end quote. He added, and I quote, "There's no better way of getting good data and feedback from the community on police interactions than that," end quote. Jewett resident Eli Bell also expressed concerns about the feedback gathered and the lack of transparency around the process. Greene County Legislature Chair Patrick Linger said the committee encountered, and I quote, "a lot," end quote, "of people who did not want to go on record." He said, and I quote, "the committee did what they needed to do to get feedback," end quote. The Reverend Richard Turpin, a member of the Reform and Reinvention Collaborative, said the pandemic also made it harder to get input. On the subject of diversifying the apartment, KO resident and attorney Monica Kenny Keff opined, and I quote, "you can't grab people off the street and force them to apply," end quote. While increased recruiting and outreach efforts were among the recommendations, there are limitations, Kenny Kep said. Several speakers emphasized what was missing from the report and the outgoing nature of the reform process. Collaborative member Rabbi Zoe B. Zack agreed there is always room for improvement. She said, and I quote, "there's always more. There's always more room to learn, always more space to grow, always deeper connections to be made, and always greater support to give," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I don't think we could have addressed everything," end quote. The full legislature will vote on the plan March 17th. A recording of the full public hearing can be accessed on the WGXC newsroom page. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. New York has lost a court battle to reverse a ruling by the Environmental Protection Agency, the General Electric Company's dredging project to remove PCBs from the Hudson River was satisfactorily completed. Northern Federal District Court Judge David Hurd wrote in dismissing the state's suit against the federal agency and GE, and I quote, "this lawsuit comes too late and is based on improper theories," end quote. Hurd did note, however, that General Electric could still be held responsible for more dredging if the state essentially restarts the process that led to the $1.7 billion dredging project from 2006 to 2015. GE and the EPA in 2006 entered into a consent decree in which the government agreed not to sue GE if the company adequately removed PCBs, which were released from its electric capacitor factories in Fort Edward and Hudson Falls between 1947 and 1977. GE dumped an estimated 1.3 million pounds of the toxic compound into the Hudson over the years. The company agreed to dredge the 40 miles between Fort Edward and Troy as part of the 2006 EPA agreement. They took out about 310,000 pounds of PCP-laden sediment from the riverbed, or roughly 72% of what was believed to be there. In 2015, GE finished dredging, and in 2019, the EPA issued a certificate of completion saying the dredging task was completed. Hurd wrote in his opinion, "the language of the consent decree between the company and the EPA leaves a clear opening for the government to come after GE with the full force of the law to see the job done." The State Department of Environmental Conservation says it is considering its options, including a possible appeal of the decision. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update.
For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 27. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of around 16. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Allison Murphy of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Could you maybe at some point just like curse or say something completely Looney Tunes or offensive? The other guy used to do that, and it just made this whole thing a little funnier. I'm just trying to work with you here.
We're live in 3, 2...
Welcome back. I'm joined now by a man some people believe is the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. Robinette?
Yes.
Don't even have to write a joke about that. Joe, can I call you Joe?
No.
Girl, we have a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about.
As the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc, Americans are getting restless and frustrated, if you know what I mean.
One of the disappointments when we came into office is the circumstance relating to how the administration was handling COVID was even more dire than we thought. We thought they indicated there was a lot more vaccine available. And it didn't turn out to be the case.
Because we're doing so much testing.
Huh? Oh. Excuse me. I think I must have fallen a...
You don't ask Biden tough questions.
Ha! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm still having flashbacks. Sometimes he visits me in my dreams.
So we're pushing as hard as we can to get more vaccine manufactured.
You now say we'll have enough supply for every adult to be vaccinated by May. Does this mean I can go to Cancun for spring break with Ted Cruz and the gals?
Well, I didn't say that.
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Protected from COVID-19. Tell me the trick to how I'm at Moderna. Fix up that magic Pfizer or Moderna. Biden, give me a poke. They call you sleepy, but you're pretty woke. I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Please bring me J. I need a rollout that's good for a queen. Grab your syringe, but make sure you clean it. And stick it in me like you really mean it. Biden, hey, Mr. Biden, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I'm really not afraid.
Inoculate me so I can get laid.
Give it to me now.
I don't mean to sound obscene.
I'm crazy,
but I want my freaking vaccine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Robin.
Robinette.
Oh, won't you stay? Please. I'm numb. My hat.
My visium.
Oh, I see.
Please,
Mr. Biden.
Yes.
Bring my vaccine. I want a trick or treat when we hit Halloween. Give me that double dose and make me go out cheap so I can plant a kiss on Dr. Fauci. Oh, Mr. Biden, kick up a notch. Cause I've run out of Netflix movies to watch. Girl, I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Biden, bring my bags.
Just one tiny brick so we can freaking leave the house.
Robinette?
Yes.
Number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Thank you.
That was 2021 music from Modur Maktor with the song Tala Tanim.
Number
8.
They killed us so we had to go. 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 They killed us so we had to go.
They killed us, 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 so we had to go.
That was Elliot Sharp and Vox Nova Italia with They Killed Us, So We Had to Go, from the 2021 album Felicetti Mechedisi.
Number 7.
Raise up.
New 2021 music from Toon Yards. That's the song Hold Yourself.
Number 6.
Thank you.
That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number five.
Next, we're going to hear from Poughkeepsie, Joe McPhee, the legendary saxophonist, free jazz saxophonist, Joe McPhee, has a new record out in 2021 with Lassie Murhug. It's called Harmonia Macrocosmica. And this is one of the tracks called Theatrum Orbis Terram. Joe McPhee from Poughkeepsie on the radio at WGXC. Here is 2021 new music from St. Vincent. This song is called Pay Your Way in Pain.
You got to pay your way in.
hands were all empty, so I went to the bank to check my check in. The man looked at my face, said, "We don't have a record." Oh no, you thought we had forgotten. The show is only getting started. The road is feeling like a pothole. Sit down, stand up, head down, hands up, and you're weighing. Mothers saw my heels and they said I wasn't welcome, so I went back home. I was feeling kind of queasy, but all the locks would change. My baby wouldn't see me. Oh no, you put your finger on it. The stove is only getting hotter. The sun is got to melt. Stand up, sit down, hands up, break down.
Number three.
Down.
That was 2021 music from Matt Sweeney and Bonnie Prince Billy. The song's called Hall of Death.
Number two.
Next, we hear 2021 music from Riley Walker. The song is Rang Dizzy from the Course in Fable album.
I remember being final and free. On the corner, the bookies were stuck laughing. Never abroad, and I'm chewing on a Lucy. Dragon brain drain, you're choosing. Folks dodging, singing karaoke of credit. Blank center must go, the walls of your apartment. Square footage with my hands and I am sightless. Dealer shuffles and gardens in the card deck. I'm wise, I'm so fried. Rang dizzy inside. Cast iron curls up a thing for me. Presented to the crowd, remains invited me. Sucker full, fossilized purple bruising. I inhale pure carbon like a movie. Each Wednesday, load my boot up with a beast. State flag and newsprint, optics take the lead. Snapshot of long form, winded by the breeze. Fake gas pump for photo opportunities. I'm wise, I'm so fried. Brain dizzy inside. Shit. We on a nickname base, but social setting the lighthouse. I extend my hand to all probable possibilities that I may be baptized in seltzer made from glaciers. As cherry water runs down my spine, I recall coupon codes from minimum wage jobs. Unionized by labor kept in sheepskin. Saving up for tires that light up when you drive them. She was a real cool hand in the icy figure eight. My dreams were projected on national monuments. I sat alone wondering, should I dose again? Or just break into song with Illinois flowers?
Number one.
Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio.